I do have my first cousin. He stepped in the hole at a lake. He couldn't swim. He's a grown man, couldn't swim. If you're a grown person, can't swim, well, you go get your swimming lessons, dear God, you know, because your children are going to need to know how to swim. He was a hippie. He died one. I preached his funeral. He never did get a haircut when the hippie thing come out. And so, but it saved his life. He stepped in the hole. I'm talking about a hole. I'm talking about gone. And the only thing floating in his tank was his hair. All right. His wife couldn't swim either, but she got a hold to his hair. Like, pulled it out, Deb, and pulled him out. Jerry Marsh, my first cousin out in Louisiana, and she pulled him out, and she didn't know CPR, but she started beating on him all over, and all that water came out, and he is black and blue and missing a few hairs, but praise God he lived. But he wasn't missing as much hair as he was the day he got that drill caught in his hair. He built metal buildings. Yeah, everybody was laughing but him, Scott. He let that hair come out of that ponytail, and it got in that... His brother, Big John, said, I told you. Because Big John, he kept his hair kind of cut. He said, I told you to cut that blame hair. It was going to happen. And he didn't look, because Big John's the one who had to take a pocket knife and saw it off. He had this long hair everywhere else. And anyway, now Mickey's not here, but tell him I didn't talk about the Breedlove today. I was talking about my other side of my family, all right? Now, Big John, he didn't go on. He was the one who was in the motorcycle game, Satan's Strengths, but he couldn't ride a motorcycle. So, am I telling the truth, Angela? He followed him in the car. Angela, am I telling the truth?
I was there.
So you got the Satan's tramps, and Big John followed him in the car. But the good thing about the car is you can haul a lot more accessories in the car. I'll just let your imagination work that out, all right? Yes, hallelujah. All right. That's just, I got to move on, all right? Verse 3. Take heed to yourselves.